Hey everybody, Eric Peacock here with our Get Fit Lakeville podcast. This week I'm just going to be talking about some things I think that are important to talk about, because one of the things I see that's a big problem for people in terms of progressing in the gym and making progress towards adding muscle, losing fat, is nagging injuries. And I'm not talking about major injuries where you tear something or you blow out a knee or something like that. I'm talking about little nagging things like shoulders, low back, you know, one hip hurts. And I see this over and over again, and it really limits people. And, you know, in your mind, when you have a nagging injury, you kind of hold back because you're afraid of getting hurt and you're not going to be at your best. So I want to talk about some six things that I think are important when it comes to dealing with nagging injuries. And these are six things that should be a part of your regular regimen if you're really serious about your fitness. So number one, and this is one I see a lot sometimes with our group training, is people come in and they talk about how stiff and sore they are, or their hip hurts, and they roll in 5 minutes late to class without doing a proper warm-up. You need to do a proper dynamic warm-up. Most people in America here sit during the day, and that creates tight hips, deactivated muscles in the upper back, the lower back, the glutes. It creates bad postural position. And when you're in those positions, it puts more stress on your body, on your spine, on your joints, and your body as a whole. And so by doing a good dynamic warm-up, what you're doing is you're activating your glutes, you're opening up those joints that have been compressed all day, and you're waking your nervous system up, because your nervous system ultimately is what controls your muscular system. It is your central command center. So going from sitting at a desk to doing an intense weight workout or CrossFit or boot camp, whatever it is going to be a recipe for disaster. You're moving on a bad foundation. It's kind of like turning a bad song up on the radio. It's only going to get worse. So you have to get your body balanced up. And you can reach out to us if you want a good dynamic warm-up. We have lots of them that we give out to people. Our clients are expected to do these before their workouts, because what we're doing is kind of like a pilot taking off before, before they take off, they do pre-flight checks. We're getting everything moving, making sure everything's moving good before we load it up with something. So a dynamic warm-up is key. If you're not doing that, if you're skirting that, just doing a few little stretches and rolling in, that's probably part of the problem. So dynamic warm-up is number one. Number two, a lot of people have poor stability, meaning like I can have people that can leg press and do lots of weight on certain exercises, but when you get them on one leg, they're a complete mess. Or they can't stabilize their body. They do a bicep curl and their whole body moves. You need to have good stability, not only to protect your back and your legs, but if you're not stable, you're using other muscles to get the movement going that other than the muscles that you're targeting. One of my favorite fitness gurus, Ben Pakalewski, talks about that. He said you have to set up, stabilize, and then execute the rep. And he talks about if you're not stable, it's going to be hard to hit the target. So we have target muscles we're trying to get to fire to complete a lift or a movement. And if we're unstable, we're going to be pulling other muscles in to try to gain stability. So you have to work on stability. So, you know, some quick things I would recommend is doing some single leg stuff in your workout, because that'll keep your hips good and stable, because I see a lot of people that have unstable hips. Make sure we're doing some core work with the planks, things like that are going to challenge your core. Don't rely on a weight belt. If you're a weight belt junkie, like I see sometimes at the gym, people wear a weight belt for everything. That supports the core. Yes, a weight belt is good for big, heavy lifts, but you don't need to use it on rows and bicep curls and those type of things. You need to let your core work. And when you put a belt on, it kind of braces the core and doesn't make the core work like it should. So doing some core training, some single leg training, get your balance and core solid. If it's not, you might need to stop the weights and go back to doing some of these things. And we use what's called an integrated stability training phase to reset the foundation. The stability is like the foundation in your house with our clients, to make sure that that foundation's solid. Because if we're moving off a weak foundation, we're just asking for a nagging injury, or we're never going to get better. Number three, what do you do after the workout? We talked about before the workout. You need to do a proper cool down. Get your body into a relaxed state. I really recommend doing some light static stretching. I like to do that. It makes a world of difference. I can tell you from my own personal experience, I'm 47 years old. I've done three fitness competitions and two powerlifting meets in my 40s. And the only way I can do those is because I have to recover well. Well, when you do a cool down stretch, it gets your body into that parasympathetic nervous system, which is going to be your rest and digest. And that's where your body can start to recover. It resets the muscles to resting length, allowing them to pump the bad stuff out and bring the good nutrients in. And it relaxes your body. You can tell your body feels much more relaxed after doing that. So some foam rolling, some light static stretching is key to get your body calmed down after you've just amped it up with the workout. And a lot of people don't do this. They get done with the workout and they run out of the gym. And so if you're not doing this, I would include a 5 to 10 minute post workout cool down. And we have some of those too. If you want to reach out to us, we can definitely help you with that as well if you don't have a good format for that. It's number four, and a lot of people kind of roll their eyes when I say this one, but chiropractic. You know, I've done chiropractic since I was 15 years old, and I get it. There's some chiropractors out there that are just adjust everybody the same, but I'm fortunate enough to have Dr. Tom Schmidt, who is actually on one of my earlier podcasts, and I know a lot of other great chiropractors in the area that really look at we look at it as a wellness thing, a preventative thing versus a reactive thing, which is what most people use it for. But we have no qualms about taking our car in and getting our alignment checked, getting our tires balanced. But when it comes to our bodies, we kind of shudder. You know, we'd rather take a pill or a drug, something that just, it's kind of like, yeah, that'll make the pain go away for a little bit. It's kind of like putting a piece of tape over the check engine light, but it's not really dealing with the core problem. Every joint needs to move properly. And sometimes we do things, maybe we're working in the yard or maybe it is from a workout where we knock a joint out of alignment. And then it starts to create, doesn't move correctly, which can inflame a lot of the connective tissue around it. And that's where you get some of these nagging injuries. So having a good chiropractor on hand is key. And having them every once in a while check your alignment. If you feel something's off and it's not getting better from your flexibility and your mobility, then you need to go in and get it realigned. It's not going to get better. A lot of times you have a nerve that's being irritated, and that nerve's going to continue to make the muscles tight. No matter how much stretching and foam rolling you do to that muscle, it's going to stay tight because that nerve is being irritated by something being out of alignment. And I really recommend, I personally like to do like every 4 weeks or so, go in and do an adjustment, whether I'm hurting or not. If I am feeling something's off, I'll go in right away. But I like to do it as a preventive maintenance adjustment. And I can always use this story. Years ago, I was out running in Lakeville. I had a maintenance adjustment. The next morning I went out running, I got hit by a car in a crosswalk. I totally walked away from that accident. Now, I don't know for sure, but I think a big part of the reason why I didn't get just demolished from that was I was in a good alignment when I got hit. So I wasn't like really out of whack. I mean, I did need some adjustments afterwards, but I wasn't in the hospital or anything like that like I should have been. And I attribute some of that to the chiropractic and the fact that I am doing a good job with mobility on a regular basis. So my body has a little bit of pliability to it, so it didn't just get totally smashed by the car. Number five, massage. I mean, sometimes we look at massage as a luxury, as a treat, and it is a treat. But tissue is kind of like we go get our teeth cleaned by the dentist, right? We don't think anything about that. Hopefully we do that. But our tissue needs to be cleaned up every once in a while. And I am becoming more and more of a proponent of getting into a massage therapist once a month. And not as a pampering thing, but as a health and fitness thing, you know, because I see people that have really unhealthy tissue. And you can do, like I said, you can do those dynamic warm-ups and stuff. And sometimes you just can't get at certain areas that are, you know, from an old injury or something that's tight, that you just can't quite get there like a person can. And keeping those areas as loose as possible are going to help provide good circulation, which is going to keep that tissue healthy, kind of like your teeth with the dentist. You know, you get them cleaned every once in a while, you're less likely to get a cavity. So massage therapy is another thing I highly recommend to keep those things under control. Those things aren't going to go away, but they can definitely be made better through a good massage therapist. And then finally, I got to talk about this piece. Of course, I got to bring in some nutrition. There are foods that are inflammatory. So if you're eating lots of refined sugars, I'm not talking about the sugars from fruits. I'm talking about refined sugars like candy or caribou turtle mocha lattes, those type of things. You're probably throwing inflammation in your body. Also, if you're eating a lot of processed foods, you know, things like out of a bag or a box that you're heating up or you're eating on the run, a lot of times dairy and gluten or wheat products can be inflammatory to people. So pay attention to how your body reacts when you have those products. Some people are okay with it, but I just tell people, listen to your body. Your body will tell you what's going on. Also alcohol. I know summer's a big time for people like to get out and drink and do those things. But if you have chronic nagging injuries and you're constantly putting alcohol in your body, you're just throwing gas on the fire when it comes to inflammation. So you have to pull the alcohol back. Like I've always said, once a week for a couple drinks, don't go crazy on the weekends. But if you're serious about your health and fitness, you know, you have to get these things out of your diet. And if you have a lot of inflammation and you're taking these things in regularly, you can keep taking Advil and doing it that way. It's never going to go away until you clean up the inside of your body too. So you have to do those things as well as drink lots of water. Water is like oil for the body. It lubricates the joints. And if you're not hydrated properly, your joints aren't going to move very properly. So sometimes it's just a simple matter of dehydration too. So make sure we're drinking lots of water. So those are my six things to deal with nagging injuries. As like I said, if you need a good warm up and cool down, reach out to us. And we will definitely we can send you a quick YouTube video or some PDFs of that, because we want people to be healthy and we want them to have the tools necessary so they can be healthy. So sometimes people just don't know what a good dynamic warmer looks like, and they need someone to show them. So that's my podcast for this week. Really want to stress that to you. You can beat these nagging injuries. I know I have some old injuries from football and college, and I'm speaking from experience. I can keep these under control by doing all these things I just talked about, and I recommend these to my clients as well. And a lot of my clients do this, and they're able to do things at a high level because they are doing these things to take care of it instead of just holding back and dealing with it. You can do things to fight back. So hopefully this was helpful. We'll see you next week on our Get Fit Lakeville podcast. Thanks for listening.